This week's Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, Johnstown Bean Company, Pickett Equipment, and FMC. Continued cool and wet, well, rather snowy weather has harvested a halt across much of the dry bean growing regions in the Northern Plains. Based at Lakota, North Dakota, Huso Ag Consulting owner and agronomist Mark Huso says once combines are back in the fields, dry edible beans will remain a priority.
Unfortunately, I still have a few farms with edible beans out in the field, but I think some guys will shift to corn, some guys will shift to soybeans where they can go, because some of the edible beans have to be cut yet, and that's not looking very promising in the near future. But right now, a priority would be edible beans.
For the dry edible bean crop that has been taking off, Huso goes on to say that drought stress did show up in some of the bean crop.
I would say a majority of my guys are maybe somewhat disappointed with what they were at. I would say the non-darkening beans seem to not have quite the yield potential we're used to, but certainly could have been the season. Most of my area did not have enough rain to begin with.
Thankfully, warmer and drier weather is in the remaining October forecast for the Northern Plains. That's according to North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network Interim Director Daryl Richeson.
We're going to get rid of the every other day rain or snow events, and we will in turn, see a little bit more sunshine, which will warm us up. Yeah, it's going to get warmer because, we've been, 15 degrees below average here for quite some time. But, to me, it's more of a matter of just, the wetness, I think, will go away.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association, Johnstown Bean Company, Pickett Equipment, Topsin Fungicide by UPI, and FMC.